Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 233 for real this time of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for Thursday, August 20th, 2015. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez. And, the last episode was kind of a mess. There were audio problems that I forgot to mention in the post and other issues going on. There were just so many issues with that, and part of it is because of what I mentioned. Let me just get into it right off the bat, because some people have asked about it, why exactly I was not entirely present, and why I missed Pixelated Radio and all that jazz. Because the only reason why I didn't mention it in the last episode is not because I didn't want to tell people or like I felt like it needed to be a secret, but I'm less of a private person and more of a I won't really go into anything unless someone specifically asks about something. So, I mean, anyone can ask me any question. I don't need to know them or anything at all, and I'll answer it. I mean, there's nothing I'm trying to hide. But I don't feel a need to throw everything out there. So, I mean, there's no point, I find, in shoving all of my business in other people's faces unless they ask about it. So, since I was asked, I will go into it. And this episode could be a little bit on the, I don't want to say odd side, but just a bit off as well. Because the reason why I wasn't able to make Pixelated Radio on Sunday, it was because I believe it was Friday in the day or at the, I can't remember if it was Friday night or not, but I got a call from my mother and my grandmother on her side. My last living grandparent was placed in a hospice. She had a really high fever and was just, you know, like she was just hit with a ton of bricks. It was, you know, she was fine for a very long time. Dealing with Alzheimer's and stuff like that, but just stayed constant health-wise, but then all of a sudden she just got really, really sick, and it was it was basically she was put in hospice, and she was given days, you know, so that happened, and then, I mean, Saturday and Sunday she was not even conscious anymore. She was just in a deep sleep, so it's gonna be happening soon. And then Monday morning is when she passed away. So recording the podcast on Monday was a bit of stretch is the wrong word. It was a bit odd, like I said earlier. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. And yeah, so. But I felt compelled. I don't know why. I could have just said, you know, things have come up and I can't put a show up. But I didn't want to both miss Pixelated Radio and the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I feel like if I get off schedule, if I don't put a show up, I'm gonna fall back to not doing it, and then it will just not happen for a long time. Like I'll stop doing it for months and months again, and I don't want that to happen. And today, Thursday, this morning, is when we buried her. So, yeah. So, Monday and Thursday, my usual podcast days for this show, have been the 2 days that the biggest of, calling it an event is not right either. I'm trying to find the right words. It's just not working for me right now. But, that was this morning. So, but we're looking at it positively, in that she's finally able to be reunited with her husband, my grandfather, and her father, who she loved, and her children, who sadly passed before her. And for me, the whole situation has been a bit weird because I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show, and I'm definitely not going to go into details with this. I feel like I've probably mentioned it at some point, so. But you know, if people ask, I can get into it, but I don't think it would be right to get into it, but there is a disconnect with all of this for me slightly because of, My Christmas Story has a direct relation with my grandmother on my mother's side. So those who know My Christmas Story should be able to put two and two together. But yeah, the one sad thing though about all of this is that in these last, I don't know, 5 years or whatever, since she kind of started to degrade health-wise and all that, no one really visited or sent cards or anything at all. Not my brother, not any of my cousins except for my cousin Alex, as far as I know. And then, you know, she just had her children. And her brother, he came up every now and again, but he's old as well, so that's understandable. But yeah, just kind of sad, because relating to My Christmas Story, like, and there are many other reasons why I feel this way, but I get really annoyed and bothered by people who kind of just disregard and don't appreciate the love they get. To be loved is an amazing thing. I wish I felt more loved. And I have my reasons for not feeling that so much in a general terms. I mean, there are people who I know love me very much, but then there are these other things where it's just more complicated, I guess. But then I see people who are so loved and they just kind of don't seem to give a shit. And that bothers me. It just bothers me because it should be appreciated. Love is a beautiful thing. You know, it can be painful. It can be very painful. I know that very well. Especially to love someone who doesn't love you. That's probably one of the worst things in the world. But when somebody loves you, and, you know, they may not be seeking love in return or anything at all, they just love you. You should appreciate that. And I don't want to start saying things about other people, but you should appreciate the love you get, because it's more special than you may think it is. Love is never just a thing. It's always special. But yeah, that's kind of what's been going on and what I wanted to say. And I kind of went off on some tangents. I don't know. I don't know if I planned on saying any or all of that, but it's done now. I have some stuff to talk about, and I'll probably mention this in each section, but also just note that because of what has been going on, my ability to watch a lot of anime or play a lot of games in between work and the family stuff, I haven't had much time to do any of that. So I did complete Dead Space 2 last night, and yeah, I did watch an anime that is my most hated anime, which that should be interesting to hear about. And it's an anime that is quite loved by a lot of people, and I don't know why, and I'll get into that. I don't know how much I'll be talking about that, because I really don't like to poop on things. It's not fun. But as far as games go, now that I've finished Dead Space 2, I would love some new recommendations. Rob, my co-host on Pixelated Radio, one of them, he is the one who recommended Dead Space 2. He's been doing it forever, and I finally played it and quite enjoyed it. I'll get into that, of course, later on in the show. But his immediate second recommendation was like, why don't you play The Evil Within? Because he's playing it. You have that, don't you? And I'm like, what are you trying to horror game me to death? But then I was thinking, I need to ask him. But I would also like to ask the audience for some recommendations. And of course, you can send them to me. You know, leave a comment, tweet at me at @PXSausage or email the show PSP@pixelatedsausage.com. But yeah, I'd love some recommendations, or I might jump into horror things, just not The Evil Within. I might go into Resident Evil 6 and see what all the hate is about. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And I watch some seasonal anime, but not too much. Trying to think if there's anything else in particular to talk about. But yeah, I appreciate y'all dealing with the technical issues of last week's show. And I hope you're still listening to this show, despite the somewhat downer it started on. Well, no, it is a downer, but it's not really a downer for y'all, because it has really no effect on y'all, because you're not part of my family. Though I may consider some of you family more so than my actual family. That's a whole nother story. Yeah, so I'm going to get on with the show. Come out to play. Don't you think it would be great if we got a Warriors 2 game? I don't know what the hell that game would be, but I loved the Warriors so much. I just want some more Warriors.
I've never hated an anime until today. Well, technically, it started a few days ago. And I don't say this with joy. I don't like the fact that I now have an anime I can say I really hate. I mean, there are plenty of, well, I don't want to say plenty, but there are definitely series that I don't particularly like, that I find annoying for this reason or that, but I have never found an anime as offensive as I do with this particular one. And what bothers me more is that so many people seem to love this particular series, and I don't know why, and it really bothers me. The anime I am talking about is called, what is it called? Tonari no Kabutsu-kun, or in English, My Little Monster. And so many people go on and on about how this is such a cute little love story, and oh, the little whatever you want to call it between Haru and Shizuku is so cute and adorable, and it's a wonderful love story. And I don't get it. It is disgusting. This is a terrible, terrible show, and it's a terrible example. I wouldn't not ever, ever want to let, if I had a kid, I would not let them watch this. Why? Because this show will occasionally treat domestic abuse, domestic violence, so casually. The main character, Haru, he's not a good person. He may be sweet at times, but he has an incredible anger problem, and he resorts to violence in so many ways. But what is truly disgusting, and what really turned me off on the show in the very beginning, and the only reason why I kept watching was mainly because I wanted to not hate a show just based off a single episode or two. I wanted to just see if maybe, I mean, I didn't feel like the show would ever be able to redeem itself, but it didn't. But yeah, but this is very problematic for me. But one of the first things so Haru hasn't been coming to school for a while because he got into a fight on his first day and drew blood. So that already gives you an idea of, you know, he's very violent. So violent, he got into a fight on the first day. I don't care what it was about. I don't even know if they ever go into exactly what it was about. I mean, they make it seem like he was just defending someone. I don't really give a shit. And Shizuku is asked to take a handout to his home. And she does, and then he gets really kind of aggressive when she drops it off, wondering why she's there, thinking she's a spy for the school. And then she just leaves. She's like, no, just had a handout, whatever. And then he gets into his head that
that they're friends now because she came and did all that and all that and whatnot. And then the following day, when she's walking home, he pulls her into an alley, he's holding her with one arm, puts his hand from his other arm over her mouth, and I can't remember his exact words, but he basically says, if you say anything, or, you know, if you scream, I'll rape you. He threatens to rape her. And the fact that at that point she doesn't just, one, turn him in the second she's free of him, and two, that she ends up so quickly, you know, a few episodes after that, falling in love with him, it's disgusting. Rape is, threatening rape is never, never okay. One, it's not even if he was joking about it, which he wasn't. He had a very serious face on him. Like, if I was her, I would not think, oh, he's just joking around. I would truly consider, I mean, I would truly believe that he was planning to rape me if I said anything. That is not cool. That is not cute. It's not sweet. And the fact that she ends up falling in love with him, and he accidentally, when getting into fights because of her or for other things, accidentally hits her, like punches her in the face at times with the back of his hand, or will throw something at someone else and it'll hit her in the head. That kind of violence is not acceptable in a relationship. One should not be... It is so... Also, when he, because he quickly falls in love with her, he falls in love with her first, and then he changes his mind, and then there's all this crap between them falling in and out of love or denying it, and I don't even give a rat's behind about that. He also believes that he owns her, and that's another thing that one should never, ever feel or believe in a relationship. He believes that she is essentially his property. She is his. He says, maybe more than once, I don't know, but I remember specifically one time at least, where he says, she is mine. And I know, and some people would be like, oh, that's just a cute way of saying that, you know, you're each other's love and whatever. No, he doesn't mean it that way. It's just disgusting. And the thought... Just imagining that some young girl and young boy as well, that young girls and boys could watch this and think that this is an acceptable way to act in a relationship, that it's okay to be so violent to... I just don't understand why so many people like this show, why there aren't more people who are against it or find it problematic. I went through so many reviews, and I kept seeing, oh, this is so cute, they're so adorable, blah, 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 blah. And it just kind of depressed me. I don't even really know what to say about it. Other than I think this is an incredibly disgusting series that delivers a terrible message. And I would never, ever recommend anyone watch this. This is, without question, the worst anime I've ever watched. There are things that I may find incredibly perverted in other anime, and like various shows that have incestual-esque relationships or things that are just that seem incestual, like that is way more acceptable than this to me. This is, and you know, maybe if you're ever so unlucky to live with, to experience domestic abuse, you know, whether it be emotional or physical, maybe then you'll realize and understand why this is not a good show, but, and I hope y'all never have to experience anything like that, because it's not something anyone should ever experience. It's a terrible thing, which is why I find this particular show so disgusting. Maybe then you'll not think of this as so cute and adorable and, oh, what a wonderful little love story. But yeah, My Little Monster is my little piece of garbage anime, and I just don't watch it. If you haven't already, just put it on your never watch this ever list, because that's where, in all honesty, I believe it belongs. And I don't enjoy feeling so much hatred for anything. And I mean, hate might be a bit strong, but I really, really, really don't like this show. So once again, that's Tenari no Kabutsu-kun, or otherwise known as My Little Monster. And it's quite the terrible little show. Yep.
Insane Ninja! Shing!
Now, I haven't hated all the anime I've watched since the last show, but I haven't watched that much. What I have watched, just a little snippet of summer anime, Monster Musume. We finally got to get a good chunk, or basically we were given our introductory spider monster girl episode, and yeah, it was a really weird beginning with the whole monster squad, these other monster girls who go into situations where monsters take humans hostages or just start a ruckus because you can't have human on monster violence, or you know, vice versa. You can only have monsters hurting other monsters and humans hurting other humans. Otherwise, the monsters would get deported. I don't know. I think the humans would just get imprisoned. So that started off really weird. I was honestly, when the OP happened, when that was going on, I was like, am I watching the right thing? Did Crunchyroll screw up? Is this the right show? Or did they accidentally upload a different show for Monster Musume? Because this doesn't seem like it does seem like Monster Musume, and I see whatever the boss government lady, but I'm so confused what's going on. But that was a fun way to start the show once I was sure that it was the show. But yeah, it was just another fun episode, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the series, hopefully at this point, because I don't think there are any more monster girls to introduce. Really just diving into this ridiculous monster Brady Bunch of a weird family and seeing how everything goes. It's a fun little show full of plenty of fan service. So this was this might have been the lightest when it comes to fan service and all that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where the show goes now that we have all the monster girls. I think we have them all. I don't know. I really don't know if this monster girl squad is going to show up again or not. But it was a solid episode. And I really like, can't remember her name, but I do like having this spider girl just because she's a bit different, and it's not so much that she's not so lovey-dovey about darling, but she seems to at least have a more significantly different personality than the other girls. But yeah, I also watched God Eater, because the second episode seemed to come out immediately after I talked about it, the first episode, and how nothing has come out since, and there's only been one, even though there have been more. I mean, more exist in Japan. So maybe if I keep talking about it, it'll start coming out on a regular basis, and y'all can thank me, unless you don't really like the show, which I don't particularly. I didn't even finish the second episode, not because I didn't want to, because I finished eating and there were still about 5 minutes left, and I'm like, I could keep watching this, but then I was like, I don't care. And then I forgot to go back to it. So I don't know exactly how the second episode finished, but it was whatever. Just a bunch of stuff happening. You kind of get more exposition and just kind of are still being introduced to this world in the second episode, which is to be expected. That tends to happen usually in the first three episodes. Unless the show is really good at delivering all that information in episode numero uno. Watch the latest episode of Himoto Umaru-chan, and I was worried at first. I was like, oh my god, she's going to be incredibly annoying and just super needy and demanding in this episode like she was in the very, very beginning, and I'm not going to be able to take it. But then she realizes when her brother leaves in search for her doll, her missing box, that, you know, it's okay to mess around with him, but he's more important than all this stuff, even though she would probably never admit that to his face. So that was cute and nice, and I was glad that the episode didn't give me all that craziness from the first few minutes for the entire time. And then we... I'm really liking the show. It's a very kawaii show, and I need a little Himoto, a little Umaru-chan, Nendroid or whatever. I don't know if it is an Nendroid or that other Nendroid-like brand, but I need it so bad because it's so kawaii. And then I watched the latest episode of Ore Monogatari, My Love Story, and it was okay. We got some good material for Suna, and I am kind of over Takeo and Yamato, but I will say the super duper powerful blown kiss at the end and Yamato catching it and the little catch sound effect thing was quite adorable. I really liked that moment. And it was also just a nice reminder of how Valentine's Day is so much different in Japan compared to America. Complete opposite. But it was a solid episode. I'm very curious to see, and it looks like they might dive more into Suna's love life, lack thereof, and just sort of maybe exploring that a bit more, which should be interesting if that's where they go. There are only 4 or 5 episodes left, so I am curious to see how the show wraps up. I'm not sure if it's meant to be a one-and-done season or if they're going to leave it open for more or if there's already planned more. But yeah, it's lost some steam, but I still like the show overall, and I'm curious to see how it all wraps up in the end. But that is pretty much all I've been watching other than that show that I talked about earlier. That I did not like, to say the least. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, on with the rest of the show. Okay.
Inside Ninja! Shing!
Dead Space 2 is a pretty fun game. It's not particularly scary, and I think that might have been one of the knocks against it when it came out, but I don't mind that. I don't need a scary game. It's just fun to dismember enemies all the time. Super fun. But yeah. It's also nice because it was a fairly quick game. It's around 9 hours for me. And it grew on me visually in terms of, like, at first I was like, oh man, this really does look like a last gen game. And then I don't know if I just got used to it from not having played a last gen game in a while, and then after playing it for a longer period of time, I just kind of was like, oh yeah, this doesn't look that bad or anything. But I really do like the visuals, and I like the art direction. I'd love to see a Dead Space on current gen platforms. I think that would look great. I'm not sure, you know, these games may even look really good on PC. I'm not sure. But yeah, it was a lot of fun to go through the game. But I will say the story was just kind of, yeah, Nothing. It didn't do anything for me. I kind of stopped. It's not even that I really cared in the beginning, but about halfway through, I just really stopped caring. I was like, whatever. Who cares about all this crap? I don't. What? Who's this? What's going on? What's with the spire? Why do I have to deal with this crazy guy? Did he actually poke her eye out? Spoilers, of course. But it's an old game, so that ain't my problem. But yeah, I don't care about the story at all. And this has nothing to do with story. I'm done with the story because it was just stupid. I do like Ellie. I think she's an interesting character, and she was I just enjoyed her. And it was nice to have somebody else who was alive to deal with from time to time. I wish there was more interaction with them, because when they did actually get to interact, especially later on in the game, it was kind of fun and a little bit playful. Especially the part that sticks out to me is when they're working on this drill to get it powered up. And you get two power cells in there, and then you have to get like a spark plug or something. And when you put that in, you have to override something manually or something along those lines. And she says she'll do it from the top, and he's like, and Isaac, you basically mutter under your breath, you know, I'll just do it from down here. My mustache is like going all up in my nose, and I don't know, I'm sure you can hear me messing with it on the mic. It's driving me crazy. Oh my god, this is driving me nuts. I'm not editing this out either, because I'm not doing that. It's got my nose. God, it's like a Dead Space monster. It's a tentacle crawling through my nose and trying to pull my brains out through my nose. I've completely lost my train of thought now. One of the things I really didn't like about the game, I don't feel like there's that much variety. I feel like there's a lot more variety in Dead Space. In terms of just not so much monsters, but just in the areas and more use of no gravity. No, there's like a term for it. Zero gravity. There you go. I'm like, so there's something that means nothing. What is that word that I put before gravity? I felt like there were more interesting zero gravity sections in the first Dead Space, or use of it at least. What else? I remember there being a decent number of boss fights in the first Dead Space, and I can't think of anything that I would really call a boss fight in Dead Space 2, and that's kind of disappointing. I don't know why I really felt like I needed or wanted boss fights, and maybe it's just that the monsters that were bosses in the first Dead Space became regular monsters, but there wasn't a huge variety in Dead Space 2. I don't know if there was anything new other than the Uber Morph at the end, which was just like this nemesis creature that could never be killed but could be dismembered and slowed down as it chased you in the last chapter or two. But yeah, I kind of wish there were some crazy big boss fights. I do like the way it played with, especially when you return to the, what is it, Ishimura? I forget the name exactly, but when you return there and things happen to you just for like a few seconds, but then you realize that it was just a memory from when you were on there from the first game. So I thought that was a fun way of playing with, for those who did play the first game, of playing with those memories and all that jazz. The one thing I really, really was annoyed by was this very small part, and it makes me think about how annoying that would be in the hardcore playthrough, and that I would want to save the game right before that, is near the end when you have to go into this machine and stick a needle in your eye. I failed that like 5 times, and I was about to go online and look up to see, you know, maybe I'm not supposed to try and stick this needle in my eye, maybe I'm supposed to do something else, because this isn't working. I'm waiting until it turns blue, and I keep going in, and then I just end up stabbing and killing Isaac to death, and I'm sick of seeing his face and all this stuff happen. But then it worked, like on the 6th try or so, and I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. How precise did it need to be? What did I do? When I tried doing something over and over and over again and keep failing, and then I succeed, and I don't know why I succeeded over the times I failed, that's not good. That's a bad thing. That's not a positive in any way, shape, or form. So that was a really, really annoying thing. And just thinking about, it's just the fact that when you play on the hardcore mode, you only get 3 saves. Having to waste a save just before that section, knowing I have to do that, is annoying. That bothers me. That alone makes me not want to play through on hardcore. Though also, I have a million other games to play. I cannot play through this game again as much as I enjoyed playing the actual game. I do think, for the most part, I don't know how many weapons are new. I feel like the Force Gun is a new gun, and I really, really, really liked that gun. And that was really the only gun I used to a significant degree, other than the plasma cutter. I probably maybe use the Force Gun more, so it's super fun. I don't know, Force powers in anything are fun. It's fun to blow things around. It's just like, here, I'm gonna push you with the air. Avatar, Aang knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, it was fun. And it was also, when I first started playing it, it was just a reminder of how a lot of the later, and this is kind of a middle gen 360 game, I think, but like the middle gen to later gen, or later era Xbox 360 games came on multiple discs, which is just weird, and a bit annoying. And I almost did start a brand new game, a new game plus, and then it told me I had to put in the disc one. I was like, oh, forget it. I'm not bothering with this. If not for that, I probably would have been a few chapters into my second playthrough of Dead Space 2, but having to switch discs, which wouldn't have been a huge problem at all, is what stopped me from doing that. of all the things that stopped me, it was having to change discs. I am considering Dead Space 3. I mean, that is an option of playing next. And I really hope that Ellie is... I hope she keeps going in the series, because I enjoyed her character. She better not die in the third one, because she is cool. I wonder if she's going to get a new eye, or she's just going to wear an eye patch. Either way, it'd be cool. Cool. I was surprised. I mean, that... It's just, I find it funny in the story too that she's dragging this guy, this crazy guy, along with her for so long. And it's like, you keep telling her you gotta just keep him alive. It's like you're putting so much pressure on her and making him seem so important. And then she gets her eye poked out by him with a screwdriver, and you end up killing him with that screwdriver. It's like seconds after you finally get to see him see him in prison for the second time. So I just found it funny that it's like, oh, you got to keep him alive. You got to keep him alive. Oh, you lost an eye and I killed him. Okay, great. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing in the story. It's a funny thing. It makes sense because he was a crazy dude. Anything else about Dead Space 2? No. So that's pretty much all I've been playing. I would really like to play Zombie, which I didn't even know was coming out, and I've been wanting. I recently picked up. Well, I don't know how recent. I do own a copy of Zombie U, but now knowing that there actually is a ported version on Xbox One, PS4, and all that, and knowing that I could get achievements for it while I do it, that makes it really hard for me to touch my Wii U version of it. So now I don't know what to do. But at the same time, the costs of my family situation, helping out with that and stuff, has made it so I'm gonna have to hold off on stuff like this, including Metal Gear Solid V Phantom Pain, which I was so looking forward to picking up. I was like, I can't remember the last time. Maybe Metal Gear Solid. No, I was really excited for Metal Gear Solid 3, so probably... No, I was excited for Metal Gear Solid 4. What am I talking about? Metal Gear Solid 4 was just one of the most disappointing games ever. So, I didn't think I would be this excited for a Metal Gear Solid game ever again. And yet, I just keep thinking about it, and I've been trying to stay as out of the loop with it, too, so that I can be as spoiler-free and experience it as fresh as possible, but now I'm probably going to get spoiled like crazy, and I'm not going to be playing that day one at this point, but hopefully fairly soon I'll get to play that. I also am interested in Mad Max. And I also realized that Don't Starve for Xbox One comes out on the 26th, I believe, which is super awesome because achievements for that. I need to get that at some point too because I really like that game and I was kind of holding off for the Xbox One version and it's finally here just suddenly. So, yeah. But that's pretty much it game-wise. Just Dead Space 2, and like I said at the beginning of the show, if y'all have any recommendations for what I should play next, I might put up a list of my entire collection, so you can just be like, why don't you play that one, even though I won't put in the list if I've played a game or not. And I kind of don't want to, just because it'll be like, people will think I'm nuts for having all those games, but yeah, just throw out some recommendations for Xbox 360 games, because that's my biggest collection, and if I have it, which I probably do, then, and if I haven't played it, I will do it, if y'all just recommend it. But yeah, that's it game-wise, which I've already said like 18,000 times, so let's move on with the show. No, this is probably the end of the show, because I talked about anime. And then I just talked about games, and I have nothing else to talk about. So, cue the ending. The canned ending, because I don't feel like doing an ending each week. Oh, I bet you didn't know. Of course you know, because it's the same damn thing every week.
Insane Ninja! Shing!
And that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PX Sausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you feel like listening to it. And if you haven't already, it actually would be greatly appreciated if you subscribed, rated, and reviewed the show on iTunes, because that really does help out more than you might think. And if you are into video games, I do record a podcast every other week called Pixelated Radio with a group of fine fellas. And yeah, that's all about the video games and definitely worth checking out. And one of my fellow co-hosts from that show does a show about racing. So if you're into cars that go really fast, you should check out Sports Car Unleashed at scunleashed.com. That is, of course, on iTunes, as are all the shows mentioned. And, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, rants, I don't know what, you can leave a comment on the post. You can tweet at me, going tweet, 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 tweet. Or you could email the show directly at psp@pixelatedsausage.com. Or, yeah. Do whatever you want. I don't know. Find out where I live through the internet and throw a brick through my window. Please don't do that. But if you have any questions, etc., I'd love to hear them. And so I bid y'all farewell for now and hope y'all have a lovely rest of the day. And I look forward to letting you hear me talk in the future. And I hope y'all look forward to that too. So cheers. And let loveliness find its way into your day.
Lærer mig fra frakaste. Kunne du ikke glemme det? Jeg gav det, som du gav det. Kunne du, du måtte ikke alt. Hvad lader sig så ikke? Kunne du, før du ikke, før nogen er værdig. Farðu, þetta maður mín, elska mín, maður mín, let kyssu bær mér. Kere kutu Nuna sjade thvise mjemun Kere kutu Hjartan skarte Ja aldre kutu En thu ar eki Hjortu fardu